KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home covered specialist dealer. Showers and thunderstorms across the southwest corner of Iowa this morning, the heaviest off to our south of Griswold, around the Griswold, Red Oak, and Stanton areas. In state news, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst's bill to end federal funding for Planned Parenthood failed on procedural grounds Monday evening. 53 senators voted to bring the bill up for consideration, but that was 7 votes short of what was needed to overcome a filibuster by Democrats. Ernst says the undercover videos that sparked the effort are not going away.
We are standing up and shining a light on what is really happening. This is human life. And Planned Parenthood, the nation's single largest provider of abortion services, is harvesting baby body parts.
Republicans are now discussing the idea of trying again this fall, and they may attach the Planned Parenthood defunding issue to a must-pass government spending bill.
The American taxpayer should not be asked to fund an organization like Planned Parenthood that has shown a sheer disdain for human dignity and complete disregard for women and their babies.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid vows to block the effort.
Senate Democrats will fight vigorously this and any other attempt from Republicans to deprive American women of health care.
Republicans in Congress unsuccessfully tried 4 years ago to end federal funding for the reproductive health exams and birth control that Planned Parenthood provides to low-income women. This summer, the organization has been exposed to new scrutiny after an anti-abortion group released a series of undercover videos and accused Planned Parenthood of profiting from the sale of fetal tissue. Planned Parenthood denies the charge. Planned Parenthood's president says the American people have zero appetite for a GOP proposal that would deny health care, including birth control, to millions of women. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday a Lewis man had been arrested Saturday on a couple of charges. 22-year-old Nasser Jamal was taken into custody for interference with official acts and on a Cass County warrant for robbery in the second degree. Jamal was booked into the Cass County jail and held pending a court appearance. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported several arrests over the past week. Included among them on Friday, 33-year-old Justin Paul Parker of Adair was arrested on charges of domestic abuse, assault, and willful injury causing serious injury after he allegedly held down a woman's hand in Bridgewater and cut her palm, slicing her tendons and causing impairment to the hand. He's also alleged to have choked her. Parker was being held in the Adair County Jail on $10,000 bond. Also last week, 19-year-old Garrett Evan Geary of Creston was arrested on July 30th in Greenfield following a traffic stop. Geary was charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released on $1,000 bond. On July 29th, 46-year-old Kevin Eugene Stark of Adair was arrested on an Iowa Department of Corrections warrant for probation violation. Stark was being held on $2,000 bond pending a court appearance. 5 people were arrested on separate charges Saturday in Adair County. A Creston woman was arrested following a traffic stop in Orient. 18-year-old Tony Marie Van Scoy was charged with driving while license suspended. She was later released on a $1,000 bond. 59-year-old Karen Ann Fritz of Oakland was taken into custody Saturday at the Greenfield Casey's store on a forgery charge. She was later transferred to Cass County. 42-year-old Michael John Kidder of Red Oak was arrested Saturday in Adair County for driving under suspension. He was cited for that offense and released. 31-year-old Patrick Lawrence Nolte of Stewart was arrested Saturday evening in Adair for driving while barred. He was cited and released. And 56-year-old Scott William Harry of Orient was arrested Saturday night near Orient Lake in Adair County for OWI first offense. That was after a deputy observed the man's vehicle traveling in the opposite lane of travel. Harry failed to a field sobriety test and blew greater than a .08 on a breath test for alcohol. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Council Bluffs man will serve 5 years in prison for knocking a 15-year-old unconscious after an auto accident. The Daily Nonpareil reports 35-year-old Ryan D. Linen pleaded guilty on Monday at the Pottawatomie County Courthouse to a felony charge of willful injury causing bodily injury. Fourth District Judge James Heckerman immediately sentenced Linehan to 5 years in prison, fined him $750, and banned Linehan from contacting the victim's family for a period of up to 4 years. The man was also ordered to pay restitution to the victim for past and current medical bills associated with the incident. The charge stemmed from an April 25th altercation between Linehan and a 15-year-old from Council Bluffs. According to a criminal complaint, Linehan and his girlfriend's 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee tried to pass the teen's 2011 Dodge Ram truck. When the vehicles made contact, the two men pulled over and got out. According to witnesses, Linehan attacked the 15-year-old and knocked him to his hands and knees. The witness, a friend of the victim, began shooting cell phone video of the fight and caught on video Linehan kicking the teen twice while he was trying to get back up. The first kick knocked the teen's cap off, and the second kick knocked him unconscious. After Council Bluffs police investigated the incident for 3 weeks, Linehan was charged with willful injury causing bodily injury, which is a felony, and carries a 10-year prison sentence. His attorney, Chad Primmer, said one of the main reasons his client pleaded guilty was the strong possibility of a guilty verdict from a jury. Linehan originally pleaded not guilty on June the 9th, and his trial was supposed to have started today. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are asking for your help in locating a stolen UTV. A 2009 Cub Cadet Volunteer utility terrain vehicle was taken from a residence in a 1300 block of 250th Street in rural Montgomery County sometime between the hours of noon and 1 p.m. on Monday. A key had been left in the machine at the time it was taken. The vehicle is green with a black tilt box on the back. If you have any information about that theft, you can call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712. A utility terrain vehicle accident in Mills County early Sunday morning resulted in injuries to a Glenwood man. Sheriff's officials say 23-year-old Molly Payne of Elliott was driving a 2014 Polaris UTV northbound along a field entrance in the vicinity of 350th Street and Elderberry Avenue when she made a sharp right turn into another field. When the UTV rolled onto its passenger side after around 12:15 a.m., Corey Vestal of Glenwood, who was in the right front passenger seat, suffered a pinned broken arm. An unidentified rear seat passenger complained of shoulder pain. Vestal was transported by Hastings Rescue to Creighton Medical Center for treatment of his injuries. Payne was tested for alcohol and charged with OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. And police in Glenwood say three people were arrested last week on drug charges. 22-year-old Alexander Moorhead of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, Jessica Herrera of Carter Lake, and 43-year-old Jeanette Kahn of Glenwood were each charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Moorhead was also charged with unlawful possession of a prescription drug and possession of marijuana. His bond was set at $3,300. Herrera faces an additional controlled substance violation charge. Her bond was set at $11,300. And Kahn faces additional charges of gathering where controlled substances are used and prohibited acts. Her bond was set at $8,300. Separately, Glenwood police said 42-year-old Ray Knipe of Glenwood was arrested July 26th for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And on July 27th, 26-year-old Tyler Buckner of Hastings was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to serve a jail sentence. No bond was set. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.